Marky was sitting at the breakfast table and he said,
Complaining.
He said, I want a new plate and new sausage and where's my syrup? And I said, We don't have any syrup. I went out to look for, how about some honey? He said, why don't you do something important? And I said, what's that? And he said, why don't you buy it? And I thought he said, why don't you diet? And I said, yeah, okay, I'll diet. And he said, no, not diet, buy it. In other words, he wants you to go down to the store and buy syrup for him.
Well, he was walking around after you, sort of chasing you.
And there he said that what I was doing was so trivial. I was just running around serving his needs. Why didn't I do something really important? Go down there and do a really big thing for him.
Yeah, right.
The little things I was doing weren't just simply weren't enough. You heard all this. Can we get it after dinner? What do you mean, after breakfast?
Yes. I'm going to get coffee, too. I'm going to get all sorts of things.
First, drink milk before I have coffee.
Okay. I'm going to get coffee, you little twerp.
You can have coffee if you really need it. We won't keep it from you.
You're your mother.
It is September 21st, and Ross peed in the garbage can. Really, he did. It was a mistake. And afterwards, we all... He actually didn't. He didn't do it all. He just did a little bit, and then he stopped in the middle. I told the boys, clean up your room. And he said, why, Dad? And I said, because it's such a mess. You look like little criminals. You know, the real reason was I wanted to make sure that it was clean when the babysitter came. And Ross said, well, why do you want to clean it up? Why do you want us to clean it up? And I said, because it looked like a mess. And Ross said, when the babysitter comes. In other words, Dad, I know your real agenda, and I'm going to fill it out, and you weren't telling me the truth. Or I was trying to get you to tell me the truth, and you didn't tell me, so I have to fill it in for you. Anyway, this is the first case that I can recall of anything quite so overt, which is, come on, let's get up front and say the truth, where he really had it all planned beforehand, and I just sort of fell into it. So we were going to dinner, and we said we were going over to Anderson's, and JJ, it's just for grown-ups, and JJ has to stay upstairs, and Ross said, We could have played with him. And I said, yeah, we could have had him over here. And Ross said, yeah, we could have kept him company. Right?
Mark was watching the cat scamper around in the bushes, and he said, I wish I could run like that. And then he said, well, maybe I can. And he got up on the walkway, up on the rocks to go up where the cat was and move it, Mommy. I'm a cat. Well, I'm going to act like a cat. And then he crawled up a little ways, and I guess he wasn't doing too well. He said, I can't run like I'm not a cat. I just asked him, is he a cat? And he says, I'm trying to. Now, how do you find out if you're a cat?
Climb up a steep, muddy thing.
Climb up a steep, muddy thing?
No, a steep thing where there's trees.
Where there's trees?
Yeah.
A steep thing where there's trees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of them. Gathering all around.
Was selling candy today. And then later on, he was sitting down doing his work, and he said, you know, Mom, when I sell those candies, I feel like I'm on a mission. I think I should, and then he said, I think I should sell candy to everybody.
Talking about what a horrible life would be if I didn't have Mary, didn't have a wife, and Mark said, I would say, Daddy, go out and get a new wife. And I said to Mark, but I already have a wife. He said, if you didn't have a wife, if we didn't have a mom, then I would say, go out and get a new wife, right?
Today.
Mm-hmm. What about now that if I have a wife, what would you say?
Go get another wife. Go get another wife.
How many would I have?
Two. Yeah, two.
What would you do with two moms?
Well,
what would you do with two moms?
You can make one a maid.
A what?
You can make one a maid.
Yeah. And the other one?
A mom.
The mother
one? That one is the mom. And the other one could be the maid.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me.
That's what they do in some families. The mom doesn't have to do any work. They just get a maid. And the maid takes care of the kids.
Oh, wow.
And mother spends all her time going to parties.
That's true.
I wouldn't see the kids anymore.
The mother raised them, gets to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
That seems so cool.
Because all the hard work that a mother does is try and take care of those little kids.
Kitty, trying to break you now. Kitty, stop that.
Downstairs, and I said to Mary, it's supposed to get markedly cooler. I was talking about the weather. Mark came running down the stairs, and he said, what did you say? And I said, it's supposed to get markedly cooler. I bet you thought I said, you're supposed to get Mark a pooler or something. He said, no, I thought you said, it's supposed to put Marky in the pool.
Well, I didn't understand you on the first round either.
Yeah.
I wondered why you were talking about Mark.
Funny. Today is September 24th.
I can't find a Decepticon to fight with my Autobot. And we have one up down in the basement. I can't find another one.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how we're going to find a Decepticon to fight with.
Well, what does this have to do with school?
We're taking them to school, and Dad, mm-hmm. we even if we don't take them outside, we can still play with them inside because in the morning, she gives us playtime.
Yeah.
Until the bell rings.
Yeah.
So that's when we play with Transformers 2.
Hmm.
You have a basic problem here, Russ.
You're too rich.
You are asking for B when you haven't even secured A.
You don't yet have permission to take Transformer to school.
May I? I won't take the loose pieces.
What if some kid comes around and rips off one of the arms?
Dad.
Then you're going to be, remember the time that Michael Ola took your calculator, went home, put it under his bed, broke it, and we had to buy you a new one?
Yeah.
Remember the time?
It still worked.
You lost your hood?
What hood? Yeah. Michael Ola didn't take it.
And one called
Ola. Nobody took it.
But you could lose things too. And there was some other toy you took once and a piece
We're
of the
We're not road. Taking anything loose.
Mm-hmm. Calculator wasn't loose.
The buttons were.
No. We got loose after Michael Ola slept on it. I see no reason for him to take expensive toys to school.
They're going to beat me to death.
You promised it, didn't you, Ross? Why did we beat you to death? Explain. Explain
they
the whole
really
deal.
Want to see it.
Explain who these kids are that are going to beat you to death. I want to know, because we'll report them to the teacher.
Well, they're my friends.
You don't want to tattle on your friends?
I don't want to.
Okay, then I promise I won't. Okay, I won't report you to the teacher, but tell me who they are.
Well, Steven really wants to see it. And Michael Ola.
I thought Mike and Jerry were the ones who were beating up on you.
Now they're friends again? Jerry's a good one. And Michael really wants to...
You mean Jerry Roman?
Michael really wants to see my Transformer and Steven's, and Steven wants to see his Transformer and mine.
You know that Michael and Jerry are both Romanian.
Romanian. Are they?
Oh, yes.
Why?
Because one of them's name is Roman. Michael, Jerry Roman, that means he's Romanian. And Michael Ola, that means Romanian in Hungarian. Did you know they're both Romanian?
Uh-uh.
I'll show you where Romania is sometime. It's right next to Hungary.
You've been to Romania?
We went to Romania, remember, when you almost got hit by the truck?
Oh, yeah. Well, where do you think I can find the Decepticon?
Well, we know
where... Are you on that again?
We know there's one Decepticon that you're going to get for Christmas. So all you have to do is wait for Christmas and you can do this whole thing.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm going to be dead.
Wait a second. Are you going to take both a Decepticon and an Autobot? One kid taking two fancy complex toys?
He hasn't even gotten permission to do the first one. He's campaigning for the second.
I don't think this is going to work, Ross.
I won't bring my Autobot.
Okay, here's the deal. You've got to figure out from the other kids what they're going to bring first. Because tell them that your parents say that it's not fair for you to bring all the toys. What are the other kids bringing to them?
They're bringing their Transformers too.
What have they got?
Like, Steven has an ambulance,
mm-hmm.
and Michael has a little buggy-like thingy. It's mm-hmm. red,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I was trying to look for mm-hmm. when we got the one for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. And you have what?
An Autobot.
Right.
The leader.
The leader of the bunch, right?
Yeah.
Now, how's this going to work?
Well, they really do want to fight with a Decepticon, but they also need a leader.
And tell them that you're going to have to wait till Marty's birthday party when they come. Or else you could have boys club. I mean, a boys club. And everybody could bring their Transformers. You want to do that?
I'm dead meat.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I've got an idea. You're dead meat? Okay. If you can get a note from Michael and Jerry, if they can write a note saying, can Ross please bring his...
Michael and Steven.
Okay, I want them to write notes. And I don't want it in your handwriting. I want it in their handwriting. Could Ross please bring his Autobot? Okay. And then they say, Mrs. Forno says it's okay. Can they write that? Says, S-A-Y-S. It, I-T, is, I-S, okay. Just write O and K. Mrs. Forno says it is okay.
She can write it.
No, you write it. Can Ross or Spike? Do they call you Spike or Ross?
Yeah, Spike.
Can Spike please bring B-R-I-N-G his H-I-S Autobot? A-U-T-O-B-O-T.
His Transformer.
Okay, Transformer.
Autobot or Decepticon.
Okay, now. Then...
You're recording everything you say.
Mark's telling me how. Mark's telling me... Wait a minute, Mark. Tell me about that again. About...
Well, when we get to school, we just have to have, work time first when we get to, just when we get to school. And then we have, snack.
Snack.
Yeah.
And then?
And then we have... No, it
doesn't
make it. We have work time first, then snack, then playtime.
Then playtime?
Yeah.
And then?
And then we go home.
And then we go
then,
home?
Then we go home.
Oh.
He gave us a lot of playtime.
When he said this first, he said, when we first get there, we have to work. And then we have to have snack, and then we have to play, and then we get to go home. So the first time he said it through, when I wasn't recording, he said we have to, and then we get to go home.
Marky's a good little boy, Mom. He's going to be a good little boy way into the night. And Marky said, I wasn't good one part. I wasn't good when you weren't here. Of course, that was not what I was referring to. I was referring to the future that he was going to be good.
I wasn't good when you weren't here.
Yeah, but I said you're going to be good tonight, right?
Yeah.
I didn't say you were good before. I said you will be good. I didn't say you were good. What's the difference?
I am good right now.
Yes. Marky, I've cut Marky's pancakes for him, and he said, hey, look, I had these. You could have cut with these. In other words, you could have used my fork and knife instead of your fork, which you did use.
I know.
He what?
Secret place.
How did he do it?
He went out his secret place.
Oh, his door?
Yeah, his door. When his door.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's how he got outside last night. Right?
Yeah. And he could get in that way too.
But usually he comes back to go to sleep with us, right?
No. He wasn't in bed with us.
No. He was?
Yeah.
He came in really late though. I think he was out looking for girlfriends.
Hmm?
I think he was out looking for girlfriends.
No.
Uh-huh.
How do kittens get girl kittens?
Girlfriends?
Yeah.
They go meow like that, and the girls like it.
Meant the babies do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to stay around.
Uh-huh. It's called going courting.
Oh, catcalling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not called puppy love.
No, it's not puppy love.
No, I never heard of puppy love.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Puppy love is when a puppy falls in love.
Ew.
And
I never saw a puppy fall in love.
And he's so silly.
When Ross fell in love with Jamie, that was puppy love.
I did not.
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh.
Back to booties.
What's that brownie face?
Did you, Ross?
He was so nasty to me this morning. Woo!
You had a bad sleep, Ross, huh?
Nightmare about Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Nightmare about Dracula. I just had my dream for nightmare. I had a nightmare of Dracula. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
What did Drackey do?
Hmm?
What did Drackey do? Got your blood?
He didn't get me or me and my family.
Who did he get?
The people that just were not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he didn't get anyone.
Everybody wasn't afraid, right?
Everybody was.
And so they ran away?
Yeah. Oh. And they drove in their cars back home.
What's more family from?
Oh my goodness, what beautiful artwork. Marty had showed me some pictures, and Ross was downstairs here, and he said, oh your goodness, what? Changing the my to your.
That kind of
vampires are not like, werewolves are not like robbers. Or they are like robbers, but not just like robbers.
Why?
They hate the sun.
Yeah.
And regular robbers, what about them?
Well, they don't hate anything. They don't hate sun or snowing or nighttime or any of those kind of days.
Uh-huh. So,
or rainy days.
So?
That's how they're different.
Oh. That's how robbers and werewolves are different?
Yeah. They're almost the same.
Uh-huh.
They both have was in them.
They both have what?
Was in them. Was.
Show me. Tell me how.
Werewolf.
Uh-huh.
Werewolves? And robbers.
And robbers.
Yeah. They both have zuz in them.
They both have zuz in them.
Yeah.
Zuh. I see.
They both have a zuh in them.
Does that make them alike?
Yeah. But they're not that the same.
Oh.
They're not the same. Because the werewolves only come up when the moon